the greatest heavy ballads, or if you like, power ballads of all time, coming up next.
You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, grandmas and grandpas, children of all ages. Yes, you are listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Yes, welcome back. Welcome back.
Obviously, we've become British since the last
year. I know. What's going on with me?
Don't know.
I've got problems. But then again, you all knew that. That's why you love me. LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com is our website. Check back often. With first of all, there's this crazy shenanigans. The people that allow us to make this thing, they really should be at least brought in for questioning. Yeah, I mean, there's like, you know,
put in a test tube and study.
Something's off here. But somehow we're allowed to do a show. Imagine that. LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com is a website. This cool thing is there, and this is the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. I've got interviews. I'm now doing a daily podcast, so you definitely want to make sure that you get that. That's a lot of fun. I cover a lot of cool topics, and sometimes I'm full of crap, and sometimes I think I'm right on, and sometimes I think I'm right on, and I'm still full of crap.
He always thinks he's right on. Yeah, he's always full of crap.
Don't be afraid to jump in. If you're in my inner circle, you can jump in live with me, and you can find out more about that at LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Inner circle, if you want to get involved with that, is LouLombardiMusic.com/inner circle. I don't want to spend too much time on that. It is the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. My name is Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Ludini, and sitting next to me is...
Oh, Lily Six of Rock Rage Radio.
What? Aye. How did we get Lily Six of Rock Rage Radio on this thing? We must have hit the big time.
I don't know. No, according to someone last night at the show, I've never heard of you, so you must not be anybody. Oh, wow, you want to punch right in the throat.
Wow.
Everybody's heard of me.
Lily, don't feel bad. He didn't know you were somebody.
Yeah, well, now he knows.
You weren't down at the Donny Iris concert, were you?
That's the problem. I wasn't. No, I was at Hinder and Soil last night.
Hinder and Soil. Hinder and Soil. It sounds like an Irish
bar
club. Irish pub. Hinder and Soil.
It does.
They sit around and talk about the little people and the Great Potato Famine.
Is that a thing?
Mm. You don't know about the Great Potato Famine?
I do. I'm just fucking with you.
My first podcast host was really hardcore Irish guy. And so, like, he knew all about the potato famine. We had long discussions. So you can go back and listen to those old podcasts. They're a lot of fun. So anyways, we're going to be talking about the power ballad, a heavy ballad.
Because it's Valentine's Day tomorrow, for those of you who
care. Yeah, I was trying to avoid that, but I guess you're right. It is Valentine's Day. And so get your Valium out.
If anyone has any, I live at... No, I'm never going to give that address out. That's the worst idea ever.
So, Lily, what did you do? You went to the Hinder show. And how was Hinder?
Hinder was actually super fun. I was not expecting it to
be. The band that... Were they the band that sang... Which song did they
Lips
sing?
Of an Angel.
Lips of an Angel.
Yes. Okay. Which, for those of you who have it as a wedding song, shame on you. It's about infidelity.
Yeah, it's about cheating.
But... You know, it's such a sweet song. Get over yourselves. You suck. Anyway, it was a really great show. Soil was awesome. But I do have to give props to our local guys, Shattered and Nine Stitch Method, who killed it completely. Nine Stitch Method is a two-piece metal band. Never knew that. They have background music and stuff. But it's, oh my God, like, awesome. I love them.
What do you think? Okay. Now, I am not knocking Nine Stitch Method. They are fans of the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Guys, send me your stuff. Lily's like, it's not really my kind of music, I guess, because the vocals are kind of intense.
It's a little harder.
But I'll play it. I appreciate you guys being fans. Since you're fans, send me your stuff. As long as it's well produced. I mean, even if you made it in your bedroom, but it sounds like it's well produced.
No, they have good stuff.
Yeah. I mean, as long as you have good stuff, send it to me, and I'll gladly promote you guys, okay? But, okay, you mentioned the playing with the tracks. Now, this is not a knock against you guys because you obviously aren't trying to hide that you're using some tracks, right?
That's right. No, like no, they know. Pretending. No, it's out there. Right,
okay. That's fine. But well, okay. And this has been like all over. I'm going to do a daily show about this. But there, this has been all over, like the rock community for a long time now. What do you guys think about when you go to a show, and I won't say the name of the band, Kiss. Wow. Are lip syncing?
No, I don't like that.
I mean, do you? I mean,
I don't like it. That's all I can say. I don't like it. Like, I don't necessarily agree that they. I like Nine Stitch Method. Before I say anything, I don't. I was sort of. It's confusing if I hear drums and I don't see a drummer. So it's confusing to me as a non-musician that there's nothing going on there. But it was still cool. I love their music, but I just don't agree with that sort of thing. And I don't agree with lip syncing. If you can't do it, don't. It's sort of my thing on that, Vince Neil.
Well, I think that we run into the danger with rock of becoming marginalized or becoming lumped in with all the, you know, with all the pop acts that have been lip syncing for years. I mean, it was no, I remember this coming out in the 80s that Madonna was doing this and Britney Spears were doing this a little bit in the 90s. They would actually play along with the recording.
Yeah, that's weird.
And why?
See, that's a great question. Maybe someone.
It's
not
really.
That.
I'm a musician. No, I it's not necessary. I mean, the musicians in those bands, first of all, are like the upper echelon. They're like the best touring musicians in the world. You don't need the record.
Do that.
Let those guys play. They're all badasses. They're all amazing. So that's just not necessary. But for rock bands, I mean, rock is all about in the moment, the immediacy. I mean, I didn't even let, you know, I know Rush relied on, you know, especially later on, relied on some tracks and some sequences to fill stuff in. Quite frankly, they sounded awesome. And I saw the Snakes and Arrows show. It was killer. And I had a great time. But it was a little bit of, oh, really?
Is it a letdown?
You know, it's not necessary. Don't do it. It's just not necessary. The live version will be a little bit different than the studio version, and that is totally fine.
That should be expected, though, too.
And it should be enjoyed.
Yeah.
Because now there's a different version of the song out there
exactly.
That people can do, and you have two different, you know, just similar to this trend I hated as well. With the whole unplugged thing, but just to use that as an example, that allowed the bands to have different versions of their songs out there that, you know, that fans could buy. It's a, you know, a way to kind of double dip, you know, to, you know, so you record the Rooster electric and then Alice in Chains goes and does an acoustic version, an unplugged version. So now, and then maybe they do it live and it's totally different. So now you've got all these different things and real fans love that. They want to hear the different things.
Some of those bands put out the live albums.
Yeah.
So that's one more CD.
Yeah.
Well, when you did that.
Yeah. There's no reason to do that. I mean, Motley Crue has been very open about doing that, but Kiss actually pooped all over Motley Crue for doing it. And now Kiss, I mean, it's been, there's a lot of YouTube videos of people like it shows with their, you know, camera of their phones taking video. And it's very obvious that Paul Stanley is lip syncing at times. And
that sucks.
Yeah.
That just sucks.
And you know, I know some of these guys don't sound great.
Well, obviously when you get older, your voice is going to change.
It is, but you know what? I think that if you need, first of all, if you have a great vocal coach, you need that. You need to be super healthy, and you need to not play too much.
Bands, healthy.
I mean, one of the things with bands is these singers are like playing night after night after. You can't do that. Even if you're singing acoustic stuff, that can be very hard on your voice. They're doing too many gigs. If they're doing that, you know who sounds really good? He posted a song today on Twitter. I got real active on Twitter today. I was twittering with everybody. Matthew Sweet, the singer for Striper.
Michael Sweet
from Striper. And I was like, dude, your voice, I mean, they put out a new song, and I mean, he sounds freaking amazing. I was like, you sound a lot better than a lot of your contemporaries. I mean, your voice sounds freaking great. It's like, thanks, man. So it can be done. You're just, being
lazy.
Yeah, lazy. You're not giving the audience what they really deserve.
Not giving them what they pay for.
Yeah, what they pay for. I mean, would you want? I mean, if you went to a show and then caught them lip syncing, would you say, "Hey, I want my money back"?
If I'm paying the amount of money that Kiss wants at their show, yes, I want them to actually sing. If I see that, I'm going to be totally annoyed. Plus, their merch table too. They want $100 for a T-shirt. I'm sorry,
yeah.
You're crazy. But yeah, that's annoying. So I'm not even going to go. Probably.
I know. So anyhow, we are going to get into our topic here in a little bit when we come back. But we are going to start tonight's show with a band that I really love called Love Stallion.
You do love
the track
them.
Is Big Rock Radio, kind of a salute to people like us at Rock Rage Radio and the DJs of yesteryear that were really all about the great rock. So check them out. This is Love Stallion, Big Rock Radio on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus.
Let's go.
All right, sorry about that. We are back. Love Stallion, Big Rock Radio from Unforgettable Ride. And you can check them out. I do have a webby site address for those young gentlemen. You can go to Love Stallion Rocks. Rock. LoveStallionRocks.com. Check the boys out. Send them some love. Buy some merch. Go see them live. You know, just do something, please.
Do something.
Do something. Just gotta there. Do something. Jens ain't doing nothing. How you gotta do something for these guys, huh? Anyways, LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com is our website, and please check back often for a lot of cool stuff. I hope you guys are finding us. I hope you're able to hear us. Well, somebody said I can't hear you. Are they? Can I hear? Can you hear me? Geez, finally on Lily's page.
There's my goodness!
You won't. While music's playing, he changed things up. Okay.
That might be a thing.
Okay, so all right, so guys, we're gonna be talking about your opinions in a little while here, but let's before we get into our lists and stuff like that, I found this very awesome post on MetroTimes.com. Power Me, Ballad Me, the Power Ballad Timeline.
Oh,
now I'm not gonna sit here and just read the whole article because. You guys can do that yourself, but some of these are funny. So they're trying to like get at like kind of how the power ballad thing kind of got started yet. So 71 is power ballad not yet invented, but REO Speedwagon releases a debut LP anyways. So all even right. though the power ballad hasn't
it's
been invented, REO's like, I don't care. We're putting out an album.
We're doing it anyway.
A heaven invented 9 o'clock for bands like REO Speedwagon. If a Martin Mall needed an opener, these Rotaholics would already have their toothbrushes packed in an anvil case. Their ability to outfaceless every faceless 70s arena band knew no bounds as they hid behind hood ornament logo, switch lead vocalist three times for the first three albums. Frontman Terry Luttrell keeps the band from reaching their power ballad potential with songs like Prison Women, Dead at Last, and the most Styxian anti-establishment man, which whines about spending all that money on stupid war in Vietnam. Mr. Politician, implicated in the song by name, could not be reached for comment. Okay, 1972, Led Zeppelin almost invents the power ballad. And this is a reference to Stairway to Heaven. Not really the power ballad.
No.
Okay. When Zeppelin refuses to release it as a single, it's left for Americans to seize the template and build a simpler, stupider Stairway. REO, sensing sensitivity in the air, ditches Luttrell for insightful folky Kevin Cronin, who leaves after one album to resume a solo career that can best be described as what solo career? In 1973, finally, the first power ballad, Styx releases Lady of the Morning, right?
I don't like that song.
A lot of people have this on the list as the first power ballad of all time.
No, that's totally legit.
And if you think about it, it really has that. I mean, some people might want to say something like Let It Be is kind of a power ballad.
Because
it, you know, kicks in. What about Hey Jude?
That could be. That could count.
You know, those are kind of, so you could kind of put those in there. Those aren't love songs, though. I think that's the difference.
That's probably the thing.
But some of the ballads I think maybe you have on your list, too, may not necessarily be love songs. I know.
They're more of sex songs.
Okay. Love, sex, what's the difference? 1974, Paul Anka releases You're Having My Baby and sets power ballads back a year. Oof. Paul. In 1975, power ballad gains popularity, but Journey doesn't care.
Journey says, I don't care.
1976, REO hires power ballad MVP Kevin Cronin. So he comes back. Cronin becomes to his cronies what Lionel Richie was to the Commodores, balladmeister general. But even Richie didn't have the balls to credit himself as lyric assistant on albums. Guitarist Gary Richrath silently rebels by penning a series of instrumentals like Flying Turkey Trot, Identified Flying Tuna Trot, and the egocentric Gary's Guitar Solo. 1977, Styx creates the first homoerotic power ballad.
Oh.
Come Sail Away. Oh. Come Sail Away.
You always got to make it dirty.
I know. That's what we do here at the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. 1978, Journey morphs into Jefferson Starship without Grace. Steve Perry joins the ranks and breaks the power bad tradition by singing into a province instead of a chick. So he sings to a province instead of a chick on the song Lights, which is a song about San Francisco. His insertion of a Sam Cooke yodel in every conceivable air pocket and rampant mispronunciation of the word city, so it sounds like he's talking about a piece of furniture. City. It doesn't sit well with Greg Rowley, the group's keyboard player and original vocalist, now reduced to one vocal per album like Ringo. What a pity. 1979, Styx scores the first number one power ballad with Babe. Yeah, I know. I'm not into that song at all. 1980, Styx unleashes the first power ballad concept album, which is the Paradise Theater. 1981, ARIO goes to number one.
Is this a battle between ARIO, Styx, and Journey? Hey,
kind of is. In 1981, ARIO goes to number one with Keep On Loving You. And Kevin Cronin keeps on writing it until fans don't want to keep on buying it. After 1987, the hits stop completely behind the scenes. They tell themselves that it's all Nirvana's fault.
Really?
Nirvana killed Mike. That's what Mike Reno from Loverboy is famous for saying, that that Nirvana killed his career.
I think that was going south anyway.
1982, Journey has three top 10 power ballads from one album, the Escape album. 1983, Dennis DeYoung rewrites Rush's 2112 and calls it Kilroy Was Here.
Yeah.
And there's a power ballad, Don't Let It End. 1984 to 2002, everyone on the planet records a power ballad.
That's a thing.
I mean, like, everybody has a freaking power ballad.
I know.
Even Nickelback.
All of them.
All of them. The Scorpions. Like, everybody does a power ballad. 2003, ARIO, Journey, and Styx form Power Ballad Triumvirate.
Yes!
ARIO Speedwagon is not only still chugging along with Kevin Cronin and two other original members, but they also sport the former drummer from Wang Chung. Yeah! Neil Schon and Jonathan Cain not only found another lead singer named Steve, but one with the same size schnozzle. What are the odds? But these aren't the best times for Styx. Since Tommy Shaw and his replacement are both in the band to cancel each other out, Styx without Dennis DeYoung is like Lost in Space without Dr. Smith. Sure, mission accomplished, but you miss out on all the whimpering. Oh, God. So anyway, so that was a little, this is a fun little post. And you can, it's on metrotimes.com. I will post a link for you guys to read it yourself. There's a little bit more to it. But I just thought that was funny to kind of get a sort of a retrospective there of what, you know what a power ballad is, right? It's like a kind of slow to mid-tempo song.
That rocks.
That has like.
And about love.
Yeah, maybe it's probably about more about love. Although, there's a lot of power ballads that aren't about love, litter, like really dark. So.
Yes.
And some of our fans posted, we'll be talking about those a little bit later on. So Lily put together a little list, Lily's list of great par ballads.
I don't say
par.
It like that.
Your ballads call all par, like all kind of par. So Lily,
I have a funny one on here too that I added.
Lily? Let's go ahead and run down some of the, and why don't you talk a little bit about why you picked them and what you think.
Well, first of all, obviously, I'm a closet ballad lover. Nobody can deny that. And I love all 80s music, which is a time when power ballads came out. However, mine are not all power ballads. In fact, I didn't pick most of those songs that you would expect I would pick to be on my list. But I'm going to start with the Foo Fighters with Everlong. Wow, really? With that bass? From Color, The Color and the Shape.
That's a power ballad?
It's a love song. That's what I went with.
That's the song you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay. That's a power ballad?
Okay. It's a ballad. So that is going to be my last one on my list. It's about love. No. And excitement.
About love. It's not a power ballad. It's like a pop song.
You didn't say power ballad. You said ballad.
It's not a ballad.
It is a ballad.
A ballad is like Lady by Styx.
This is a
or
love
Still
song.
Loving You by, you know, it's like, it's got to be kind of slow. That's a fast song. Everlong's a
it's
fast
not
song.
That fast. Da, 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 da,
da. Memory is good. Seems like all we ever wanted was. That's the song you're talking about?
Yeah.
Da, 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 da,
and it's supposed.
It's about this tempo.
And it's about love.
Okay. Obviously, Lily misunderstood the assignment this week.
I came up with the assignment. I said love songs. It's not my fault you changed it.
Okay, so what else you got?
Love Bites by Def Leppard.
There's a love ballad. Kind of heavy, intense, but slow. Why do you like that song?
Because it's dirty.
Is it? I thought it was like Love Bites, not like love literally take a bite out of
not,
love. Like
well,
taking a bite out of your
some
butt.
Some people do take it to that level, but it's about a girl with one guy, but she's thinking about another guy while she's having sex with him. So it's sort of a little dirty.
Okay, so we got Love Bites, Everlong. I know why you like Everlong.
I actually don't even like the Foo Fighters. I just Everlong. Like that one song specifically.
Everlong was the original name for Viagra, but they had to change it.
You're
it
such a liar.
Trademark.
You're such a liar.
You gotta admit, that was a good joke.
That was good. And you know, you said it so seriously that it was almost convincing. And then I could tell in your voice, I'm like, no, he's
of course
he's a dirty
it was.
Liar.
I was just joking around, having fun.
No, I picked love songs. That's what I picked. So I actually have some really heavy ones on here.
Okay, so. So what else you got? So we got Everlong, we have Love Bites. What you got next?
I also picked Whole Lot of Love by Zeppelin. Because it's specifically about sex. Is what I
wow. Okay, what else you got?
All right. I also have Steel Hearts, I'll Never Let You Go. Because that's very typical. And that's literally all about love. I couldn't find anything dirty in that song at all.
Aw, too bad.
Not one thing.
What else you got?
I also picked, I don't know, are you a Steel Panther fan? Do you know any Steel Panther?
I know a little bit of them.
Okay, well, their ballad, it's okay, so Steel Panther's a parody 80s hair metal band. And their ballad is called Community Property. Now.
Okay, wait a minute. So explain this. How was Community Property? How is that? What kind of love is that?
It's a very slow, it's a very typical power ballad, okay. Motley Crue style. However, it's dirty. It's his heart belonging to his love, the love of his life, but his ween belongs to everyone else.
Oh.
His cock is community property, is what he says.
I'll give you my heart, but everything else goes.
Yeah, you got to listen to the song; it's hysterical. But I had to pick that one because you know Steel Panther rules, and I don't care what anybody says.
So, how many have we got so far of yours?
We
got five.
One,
yet?
Two, three, four, five. We have five.
We're gonna do these in sets of five, and we're gonna also talk about. So this is. Let's check this out real quick. This is 10 best hard rock heavy metal. This is from Axe. You know what? I don't want to do this yet because I don't want to overlap what Lily is talking about. So we'll do that later. Let's rock out to another band. Y'all all right? Okay.
Yeah.
So we are going to play Flying Joes. This is a band I really, really love. Sid Bedard, I think, is an amazing singer and songwriter. This is a three-piece, ram it down your throat, rock and roll band. Kind of in the tradition of, you know, the Jimi Hendrix Experience or Cream or one of those type of power trio, just really great rock bands. And what are we going to play? We're going to play Sunday Afternoon off of their self-titled album, Flying. I believe it's their self-titled albums, Flying Joes. This is Sunday Afternoon by Flying Joes on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. That there is the Flying Joes, everybody. They're really flying. They literally can fly.
You're in the voices tonight.
I'm doing all kind of voices. I'm feeling a little verklempt. Go to flyingjoes.com. It's not the Flying Joes. It's Flying Joes. Flyingjoes.com. Love this band. Got to interview them. But great France. They're from the French. I can't do a French accent. That's all I can do in French. French Canadian guys. English is, I believe, is kind of a second language, or they're bilingual with French and English. They sing in English, obviously.
You're French, no?
But a lot of Sid's posts are in French. I have to hit that translate button, you know. Gotcha. But I just think they're just a cool bunch of guys. A great band. Flying
Bee's Knees.
The Bee's Knees. FlyingJoes.com. So before we jump into more stuff, who's watching? What's going on?
Yes. We have Chris Thunderwolf and company, as always. Mike Eichert. Bands and Breakfast are watching us. They said, hey, guys. Darren Gibson. Jamie Eisenhower. I believe he's a fellow reader. Jeremy Rodriguez. Just put little flames up. Chris Thunderwolf again. Chris Sullen Taylor is watching. He didn't say anything. Jeremy Rodriguez said, sup, y'all.
Sup, Jeremy. Sup. What's up?
Jeremy Rodriguez, in reference to your potato famine, said Native Americans sent food during that potato famine. A monument was erected to commemorate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
For history. Billy Mink. Saying something's not a ballot. I don't know what isn't, so if you want to let us know, please.
That's not a ballot. I've been telling you half your stuff's not a ballot, but go ahead.
Well, first of all, it was supposed to be love songs.
A whole lot of love. Okay. It has the word love in it, but it's not really about love. It's about a giant going in your
Yeah, that's love sometimes. I've had many guys tell me they love me afterwards, so just saying.
Awesome.
You want to go ahead and keep that up.
That's great.
Vinny Vigilici. I probably said that wrong. Janice Cassandra Doris said hi. Mickey Hernandez is watching, and he said, Ludini. Amelia Horosky, Lance Rickey. Hi, Lance. Tracy Sampson. Billy Mink says, Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
Oh, good one, Billy.
I like that one myself. Mickey Hernandez says, Amy by Ozzy. My sister Amelia Horosky goes, this reminds me of the Monster Ballads infomercial we used to love. We used to watch that as kids. Bobby Lamond is watching. Harvey Clark is watching. Kitra is watching. And if I said that wrong, I'm sorry, girl. Also fellow rock rager. And Tim Paul.
All right.
And Billy Mink, TMI. I don't care. Don't watch the show.
They watch for the TMI. They're just informing you.
They wouldn't
watch unless there was some TMI. Right, guys? All right, so
I'll do that on purpose.
We're going to run down Lily's next five. Go, Lily!
Well, I did Promises by Megadeth because I wanted to put some actual metal ones on there.
Okay.
Two. So this one's I don't know. Do you know what it's about?
No.
It's actually about prejudiced relationships, like different religions, same sex, interracial. And like maybe in another life you can be together, but this life, sadly, you cannot. It's a good song. I hate you.
Sorry.
I also put, which is one of my most favorite songs in the whole world, is Love You to Death, Typo Negative.
See, I think that is just an amazing song. And I didn't think you would even know that song.
Because you don't think I listen to Typo. Because no. You think I'm all 80s. That's what you think.
Well, they're like
that's
early
on their
90s,
like greatest.
Late 80s, early 90s. I think that album with that song on it, I can't remember.
October Rust.
Mm-hmm. That's...
That is one of the
That's
most...
one of those records I played. I played it over and over and over and
his
over.
His voice.
Yeah.
Rest phenomenal.
Peace, yeah.
But that's quite possibly one of the most erotic songs on the planet.
Oh, and by the way, I have next week's podcast.
We'll
talk about it later.
Is it the thing you tagged me in?
We'll talk about it later.
Okay. do you know who the Las Vegas is? Probably.
Oh, yeah, Las Vegas. Yeah, we've actually played them on the show.
We did apologize. I picked Apologize.
Okay.
From that one. So it's obviously in its apology letter written to his girlfriend that he screwed over many, many times.
These things happen.
Yes. One, two, three. I picked an Alice Cooper song. Hold on. Let me just make sure I'm hitting my five. One, two, three.
Only Women Bleed?
No, I picked a different one. How Are You Gonna See Me Now?
Okay.
The one about how he went to rehab and he's worried about how his wife's gonna, if she's gonna think differently of him. So, I don't know if you know that one.
I do not know that one.
My next one for my final of the fifth for this block is Nativity in Black, NAB, Black Sabbath.
Ah,
I know. Ah, love song about the devil and his human woman. But I'm the devil in this case.
Wah. Who's the human woman? Me.
I have a human man. I haven't chosen a woman victim yet.
Oh, God. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, help us, Lord Jesus. Okay, guys, we are going to play a little bit, another band, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to wrap up Lily's last five, and then we are I'm going to run down. I pulled some cool stuff off the internet. We're also going to talk about your picks. A bunch of you guys chimed in this week. You never know what's going to hit.
That's a cute one.
What'd you say?
Beth by Kiss.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's on somebody's thing. A bunch of you guys chimed. This was a wildly popular topic. You never, right? Look, we never know what's going
to
hit.
I didn't expect this to get, quite honestly, the play that it did. However, when I was talking to people about the, to get people to watch today, they're like, oh my God, I know all these songs. They were giving me lists of songs that I didn't put on here because I didn't agree. But
I think it's also a really fun.
It is.
And there's a like guilty pleasure aspect to it
sure
as well.
That sure is.
You know, there's a lot of songs that, like, you know, maybe you put on a mixtape for, you know, you and your girl or whatever back in the day and, you know, you remember and stuff like that. So a lot of that stuff is super fun.
So you can do the dirty.
Yeah. The nast. But speaking of the nast, this band is really nasty. I love this band. They're called Despire. It's a track called Lies. And we are going to come back, and like I said, in a minute here, and talk a little bit more, talk about some more power ballads, talk about your picks as well. But check it out, guys. This is Lies by Despire on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus.
Bleeding hearts, where'd you stay?
All right, that is Despire, not Despair. And great band. Let's go ahead and give these guys their due, because we're giving everybody their due. What's what we do here? We do the due.
We're doing the due, man.
I just because we only pick bands that really deserve your hearing. That's why I'm all about promoting. That's what we're all here to do. But
filter
system. Right, despire.com, and that is DESPYRE. DESPYRE.com. I think it's just an absolute dynamite band. Great heavy stuff. Check them out. And Despire.com. So, Lily, we got your last five?
Yes.
Here's Lily's last five.
Well, you're not going to agree with probably two of them. I don't really care because that's my life. You're in Love by Rat. Invasion of Your Privacy.
Oh, my.
That's number five. This is in order now. It wasn't in order before. Now it's in order. Number four is Love Machine by Wasp, because I had to include another dirty throw meat at your girlfriend.
Why don't you put F Like a Beast?
I
go ahead.
That's a little dirtier.
Mean. Man.
The Scorpions have a couple of ballads, but I chose Falling in Love.
Not Still Loving You?
No. Nah. Everybody else chose that one. That's why I chose the other one.
Okay.
And
are we at your number one yet?
We're number two.
Number two. Go ahead. Here's number two.
When the Wild Wind Blows by Iron Maiden.
Oh, Iron Maiden.
Iron Maiden.
And okay, finally, here is Lily's number one love ballad song of all
Angel
time.
Angel by Aerosmith. Fight me on it. It's my most favorite ballad in the whole world, and I don't care.
All right.
Love it.
So we got him. Run them down real quick. Here, your top five again.
Top five. You're in Love by Rat, Love Machine Wasp, Falling in Love Scorpions, When the Wild Wind Blows Iron Maiden, and Angel by Aerosmith from Permanent Vacation.
Okay, guys. Well, there you have it. That is the official picks for the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. Let's run down what you folks picked this week on Facebook.
Found.
Donald Minder, Angel Girl by Vane Jangle.
Is
that how you say it?
Sure. I don't know what that is.
Vane Jangle.
Sounds cool.
Tony Lang says Tesla, the love song by
That's
Tesla.
That's a good one.
David Ray, You're All I Need, Twisted But Still a Love Song by Motley Crue.
That's about death. He murdered his girlfriend. Anyway.
Patience by Guns N' Roses.
That's a good one.
Believe in Love by The Scorps. Barbara Hilarzewski.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you need to say how you pronounce your name. I have quite a few faves. Here are some of them. Love Is On The Way by Saigon Kick. I like that song.
Promises. Was on my...
Yep, yep. Evil In The Closet by In Flames.
That's good. I'm not familiar with that
band. Just listened to In Flames today. Love You To Death by Typo.
That should be on there.
And... This Love by Pantera.
Yes. And I agreed with this one.
Sean Carnahan has Like an Angel by Yngwie Malmsteen.
I totally agree to that.
And Zander Demos and Barb both agree on Miles Away by Winger, which neither one of us mentioned.
I know.
Sherry Steiner says Africa by Toto. Lawrence Donovan.
It will never go away.
Lawrence Donovan. There's a one song that's like a kind of a.
I am in love with that song.
This is like one of these like lost classic weekends or like a one hit wonder weekend, you know, songs that they play. Lawrence Donovan picked I'll See You in My Dreams by Giants.
I absolutely love that song too. And I didn't even think of that one.
Honey Eyes. What is that?
I don't know what this is.
I don't know what that is. By Morrow. Oh. I think this is your own song, and we don't know it yet, so I'll have to check it out when we take a break. Alan Spanglers has Chimera Crawl. I don't know that one either, sorry.
Too many, you're
Jeff
right.
Jeff Mazzy says there's too many. Daniel Douglas says Love You To Death by Typo, mentioned above, is a great one. Greg Fristick, to name a few, Quicksand, Jesus, and In Darkened Room by Skid Row.
Yeah.
Sleep and Alone You Breathe by Sabotage. The Bitter Pill by Warrant. Giving Yourself Away by Rat. Drift Away by Motley Karabi. That's the...
Nice. I'm not a fan of the Karabi years with Crew. I like him solo. Or with Dead Daisies. But yes.
Elizabeth Wheatley chimed in. I don't know, but she liked the photo we posted.
That is a good photo.
Heaven. John Fox Heaven by Bryan Adams. Joshua Pod, John Fox, Joshua Podrat, Nothing Else Matters.
That's legit.
I think that's we played some Despair by Robert Malvango.
Malvango.
He says Irritation by Despair.
Crash.
Crash McCracken. Anytime by MSG. Honestly by Striper. Winds of Change by the Scorps. This is another one. I think is a really this is a lot not lost.
And Kingdom
track.
Come is always overlooked.
Yeah, that's always. That's a very cool band. Kingdom Come. What Love Can Be. Him. When Love and Death Embrace, Matthew Hayes, Holsapple mentioned that one. Chuck Robinson, Painted on My Heart by The Cult. Eric Wong. Now, wait a minute. I'm going to pop this in, and I'm going to have to mute it real quick. But Eric sent us one here. 3 Days Grace, I Hate Everything About You.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Eric Wong. Eric is a... was a customer at my garage, and Eric is a very talented singer as well. So thanks for chiming in, Eric. Patrick Koss, Open Arms by Journey. I like Faithfully. I prefer that over Broken Arms.
Billy, I don't think you should get crap for that.
Bill Mankin says, Amy Lee, Bring Me to Life.
I would count that for
sure. I like it. Bringing on the Heartbreak. Yes, Michelle Lynn Mack. Michelle, oh my God, I miss you and your husband, man. I haven't seen you guys in years. All those shows, our bands played together. Good times, man. Just tell Dave to keep his pants up and it'll be okay. But yeah, Bringing on the Heartbreak. I love that song by Def Leppard. Leonard Adam Hoffman. Lenny Hoffman.
I don't know that song.
One White Duck by Jethro Tull.
I know who Jethro Tull is, but I don't know that song.
Angel Ekrod. Mama, I'm Coming Home. Great song. That's an Aussie. That's a cool.
I forgot about it. I didn't pick an Aussie.
LLP. I don't know what that means. Lisa Daprich, Still Loving You by the Scorps. Thank You by Led Zeppelin. John Marshevska, Y&T This Time. Dawkins, Alone Again. Hurricane, It's Only Heaven.
I mean, I could have picked Home Sweet Home by Motley Crue, but I didn't do that.
What about... we both lie silently still in
Poison.
What's the name of the song?
Every Rose Has a Thorn.
Nobody mentioned that one.
I didn't. Well, I could have mentioned all of those, but I didn't want to go completely 80s on the whole
You
deal.
Could go whatever you like.
I didn't want to, though. Okay, all right. It's very typical of me to do that.
All right, so Lily was trying to, like...
Not be typical. I
play,
can't
as they say in the movie industry, play against type. And do something a little bit different, which we respect, even though we don't agree with. Can we please have the old Lily back next week?
We'll see. If I'm feeling spry. I wanted to pick some heavy ones, too, that I liked.
No, it's all good. I think it's cool.
Also, I do want to mention one here as soon as I find it. Damn it, he's going to yell at me. Great White, Save Your Love. It's a great song.
Ooh. Too. Yeah.
Which I saw.
There's too many.
There's so many because everybody did one right after.
And then you know we didn't got the one guy we never talked about. I'm surprised never came up on anybody's list. Nobody mentioned Bon Jovi.
I will never mention Bon Jovi.
But you would have thought that somebody
would have said. I mean, somebody like mentioned Bed of Roses. See,
somebody said Africa by Toto.
That's
which
because
is a great
that song,
song
follows me everywhere.
I'm
I
not
know.
Knocking that, but I'm just saying I would have thought like Bon Jovi, considering our audience, would have popped up before Toto. So that is...
A couple more on here if you want me to read them.
You have some like honorable mentions or something
Well,
like that?
From people.
Oh, from people. Yeah, go ahead.
I've got Evanescence, Bring Me to Life.
Billy Mank said
of
he
course.
Liked yeah.
Sound of Silence, Disturbed Version. Mm. Black by Pearl Jam. And that's the ones I have right now. That was from Josh Padre. And then David Quinn put the little flames. I don't know what that means. But I don't have honorable mentions. That's why I picked 15, because, I mean, it usually is 10, so my honorable mentions were already on there.
Okay, this is we're just going to kind of peruse these very quickly. But there's a site, rateyourmusic.com, and this is the 100 favorite hard rock and metal ballads.
Nice.
What about, no, we didn't, nobody mentioned
White
Changes.
Snake.
Yeah, we didn't mention it. Is this Love by Whitesnake? Changes by Black Sabbath, which I can't believe nobody mentioned.
Right? Deep Purple, even. Cinderella.
Yeah, you don't know what you got till it's gone. That's a
That's
huge.
That's
because
I didn't go freaking.
What about Dream On?
No.
Aerosmith. You don't agree? That's a. Because it's not a love song.
Nope. I will not choose that one. Angel is my song.
Okay.
Always and Forever.
Okay.
Bed of Roses.
Okay. Behind Blue Eyes by The Who, which I don't know.
I do not agree with Without You. I'm sorry. That's about
What about Close My Eyes Forever by Ozzy and Lita? That's a classic.
I'll Remember You by Skid Row. Yeah. That's.
I thought somebody mentioned maybe it made it in. Heavens Hung in Black by Wasp. I'll Be There for You by another Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi did several. That's the type of band they were, though.
We're just taking a quick peruse here.
I'll Fly Away from Here, Aerosmith. That's a good one, too.
Going to California. Just running them down, taking a quick peruse here on this. The Price by Twisted Sister.
I think
that's a great
said
ballad.
That on here, but then it got skipped over by the deleting of things.
Queen. Angel by Aerosmith. That's the one you mentioned.
That's the one I mentioned. It's the shirt I have.
What about We Are the Champions? That's a power ballad.
Is it?
Yeah.
You think? I don't know.
Hells yeah. This is weird. This site is kind of running in circles. It's like the same six bands over and over. Like Stradivarius.
Guns N' Roses, November Rain.
Oh, yeah. We didn't. Nobody mentioned November Rain. And the number one on this particular... So the top three on this... Our top four... Let me go. I'll just run to the top five real quick on this. Number five is The Idol by Wasp. Number four is Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child O' Mine. There you are.
That's a good one.
Again, Wasp, Sleeping in the Fire.
Wasp got two in the top five.
Yeah.
Come on,
this
guys.
This is a weird site.
All the songs are about meat and
Guns N' Roses, again, with November Rain, and number one is Nothing Else Matters. So you can check that out at rateyourmusic.com. I just wanted to kind of pick a few fun ones for all y'all out there. Guys, you've been listening to the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. We are going to pop over to the Inner Circle and possibly discuss what we might be talking about next week. So you can definitely join us over there. Oh, my goodness. Lily. Quick shout out to Rock Rage Radio. You can go to rockrageradio.com, download the app, and you can play it anywhere we go. We are on at Sundays at noon, I believe, still. So at noon, you can come on and check us out right after Sunday school and church and everything. Come out your car and crank up some Rock Rage Radio with Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, where you can actually hear the songs. Mm-hmm. As well as you can find us on iTunes, Podbean, Player FM. I discovered this week that we have been on the front page of Himalaya, which is a podcast ranking website. We've been on the front page of that for a while. We're top five iTunes podcast. There's virtually most of the podcasts on iTunes, music podcasts, are not rock at all. And the ones that are rock are not people that podcast on a regular basis. Like Nuclear Blast Records and people like that will podcast once in a while. They, you know, here and there they have a handful of podcasts. But we are the only ones that are podcasting on a totally regular basis. So you could just put us on iTunes as well and listen anytime you want. Again, you can hear the songs there. So check us out. Leave us comments wherever you see us. We want to know what you think. If you've got suggestions for future podcasts, we'd love to hear about it. Our website is LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. We're going to pop over to our Inner Circle here in a few minutes and talk about what we might talk about next week. Lily, anything you'd like to share before we rock on out? Or you want to talk about your show? What's going on?
Thursday night, Hot Licks with Lily 6 p.m. Eastern Time on RockRageRadio.com. Also, I will be at the Marty Friedman Show on Sunday at the Craft House.
Nice!
And I'll be doing a live interview with local band Leprosy. And they do some theatrics, so that should be fun. Hopefully they put on a show for me. They're also, Immortal Guardian will be there as well. So wow. I will be going live for that stuff. So.
And where is this again?
That is at the Craft House. You can see it live on Rock Rage Radio's Facebook page.
Did you go see Marty Friedman yet? Or is that coming
That's
up?
Sunday.
That's this Sunday.
Yeah.
Because I heard Eddie Trunk talking about that today, about what a great show that is.
Oh, God, I'm so excited. So. I can't wait. I'm super excited for that. So
that's Sunday. What time is that Sunday?
Doors are at 6. I think show starts at 7:30. The VIP pass is already gone, so none of that for me. But tickets are only like $20.
Okay. So, all right, I might pop out to that. All right, guys, you can check that out. Our website is LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. The bands you heard on today's show were Love Stallion. You can go to LoveStallionRocks.com. Despire, D-E-S-P, YRE.com. Flying Joe's, FlyingJoe's.com. We're going to wrap up with a little Lou Lombardi's Strange Love. Thanks, guys, so much for hanging out. We really appreciate it. We're going to catch you guys all on the next Lou Dini Hard Rock and Metal Circus.